The expected announcement of public funding for RTE by the government later this morning. It's expected that €725 million over a three-year period will be signed off on. That will come from a continuation of the TV licence fee, which will remain at €160 a year, and it will include those licences paid for by the Department of Social Protection. The rest will come from Exchequer funding. Commercial funding will remain separate. The Taoiseach Simon Harris had this to say on his way into a meeting of the Cabinet in the past hour.
It's really important that in return for this very significant level of investment, not by government but by the people of Ireland, that the strategy that has been outlined by RTE, it's their strategy and support it is, but that's now implemented. And I am satisfied that the structures the Minister put in place, if you remember when the independent reviews came to pass at Cabinet, will allow for reform to be monitored in a way that is appropriate. RTE is absolutely independent of government in terms of its journalism and editorial stances and all that. That's extremely important. But of course it does have to keep its word in terms of the reform agenda it's committed to. But I am satisfied that's the case. We've heard that from the DG, we've heard that from the Chair. I think a very difficult and painful process has been gone through in RTE that has gotten it to a much better place.
Well, we're joined now by the Irish Secretary of the National Union of Journalists, Seamus Dooley. Seamus Dooley, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your reaction to what we know at this point about the funding that's to come for RTE?
Well, I'm very disappointed because I think that once again, the can has been kicked down the road. There is an inevitability that the TV licence system will have to be abolished. If kicking the can down the road was an Olympic sport on this one, Ireland would win gold. We've had endless reports, the Future of Media Commission report, the Oireachtas Committee report, the Minister for Media herself, all acknowledging the same thing. And I have a particular concern in that we're talking about a three-year window in which on post have been given time to use technology to upgrade a system which, frankly, is not fit for purpose. So I think our members in RTE and other workers in RTE are waking up this morning saying, why could they not just deal with this issue now?
We read that the licence fee revenue was down by €30 million in the space of a year, a decrease of 19%. This plan is therefore reliant on the licence fee picking up again and the government of the day, how much a government wants to give to RTE, RTE competing with others for money. Do you agree with that assessment? And if so, is that a secure way to fund the future of RTE?
It gives a limited degree of certainty. The principle of multi-annual funding is something which we would agree with, but there is limited uncertainty. I mean, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Green Party leader, everyone have been very sympathetic, but sympathy alone doesn't butter parsnips. And what we have here is a political solution, but it will continue uncertainty. I contest the notion that somehow, you know, that direct funding would have been represented political interference. We have political interference because political inaction over many years has led us to where we are. And while I acknowledge and don't want to sound like I'm, you know, going to astonish government, but in gratitude, I acknowledge that this is an improvement. It doesn't give us the uncertain. It doesn't explain how Prince Narty are going to fill the necessary gaps. And I do know from a trade union perspective, it can't be filled by redundancies. And if you diminish the very valuable public service, which is the ethos and which RTE is based, you don't encourage people to pay their licence fee.
So that gap, it's around €55 million less than RTE had asked for over 3 years. And you're saying very clearly this morning, no more cuts to staff, no more redundancies. It is voluntary process at the moment, but no more cuts
And I also have a concern about RTE's ability to deliver services with that level of a gap. I think this week the Eamon Casey programme showed two things. It showed the value of investigative journalism, but that was a very long and costly investigation. Investigative journalism, public service broadcasting, public interest journalism costs money. And, you know, and there is a public appetite, and we have seen, I think, in the public's ability to differentiate between corporate governance failures and the output of RTE, that there is a public appetite. And I think that what we have seen here, what we look like we're going to experience this morning, is the result of a degree of political cowardice which has brought us to where we were in the first place.
Thank you very much indeed, Seamus Dooley, Irish Secretary of the NUJ.